in the car and you all kept texting and I was really pissed.
Were you in a Transformer singing like Barbie Girl?
No, I was actually singing Fancy Beverly McIntyre and I was mad.
Hey, I got a question. So, okay, this is where we're going to start the show today. Do you know what Fancy's profession is? Fancy's profession. Someone just revealed to me recently they never knew.
She's an escort.
A hooker.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
But this person had grown up on this song, singing it around some people.
She doesn't say that she ever slept with him.
But yeah. But
Reba McEntire has a song called Fancy.
An escort by virtue of what they're doing, right? I mean, you assume, right? It's like a garbage man.
Well, you know what happens when you do that.
Wait, when you assume?
When you assume.
All right. Let's start the show. Here we go.
Welcome.
Is this...
Alright, so back Zeros, back for another week. We got a full house today. Everybody say hello!
Hello!
Oh my god, there's so many people in here, man.
I would like to say another thank you to Ted for bringing back some beer this week for us.
I know, so we're drinking Goodwood again.
Ted's keeping us well stocked.
It's very nice. The unofficial beer, maybe one day the official beer of Soapbox Heroes.
Maybe.
Podcast. Right now, the unofficial beer of Soapbox
Heroes. I'm going to drink
podcast.
It, though.
I'm going to tell you, I hadn't had a ton of it before, and it's really tasty. Stinking delicious. I'm having the White Ash, the Louisville Lager, and it is nice. And it's so here's the deal on the Louisville Lager. Actually made with, I'm hoping I'm getting this correct, but I think so from what he said. Actually made with White Ash, the same wood that is used in Louisville Slugger baseball bats.
See, you're right.
Nice.
Cheers.
I was paying attention last week.
Hello.
All right, so in the room today, of course, my name is Brian.
I'm Matt.
Bob.
Tiffany.
And we have some friends. We have Murdoch came back.
What's
he
up,
had
Murdoch?
So much fun last week. He had to come back for another party.
I'm back again.
Murdoch and I posted Ice Cream Headache, the podcast, together for a long time. We'll have to put up some reunion photos on our old Facebook page that I still haven't deleted.
Definitely
that I probably should
have.
Yeah, we do have some fun photos.
And then we have some other friends in the room.
We have a former Navy SEAL.
And
a professional musician.
And how do you know this professional musician?
Well,
man?
First of all, let them introduce themselves.
All
say
right.
Hi.
I want to start with the Navy SEAL because he's highly attractive, and I'm a little nervous talking to him, so I need to get this out of the way.
Tiffany wore makeup today.
I'm not trying not to touch you.
Thank you. I can show you the text thread earlier where I asked, show me pictures of these dudes so that I know what I'm getting into. And then I realized, oh, wait, that wasn't me that said that. That was Tiffany that said that.
No, I said, so I can Google them is what I said.
Yeah. So.
Way less creepy.
So this is how it works on the Soapbox Heroes preparation text thread. We go, hey, here's who's coming on the show this week. And then Tiffany immediately asks a couple questions. One.
Is he good looking?
Yeah. What's he look like? Do you have some bios? Like, what other things do I need to know? And then we know, so she doesn't tell us exactly how she's going to respond, but we know if we don't recognize her at first when she shows up, that she is on the prowl. She showed up today, and I was like, is that Tiffany's, like, cousin? Who is that?
Yeah, it's like Tiffany's not in pajamas recording? What
I
the
know.
Fuck?
She combed her hair today, guys. This is amazing. So anyway, no, very handsome gentleman. What was your name again?
We'll call my... Call me Chris.
Chris, welcome to the show. Chris is a Navy SEAL, and Chris has a good business plan we were talking about off the air. Also here today, go ahead. This is your cue.
You
say your name.
Into the mic.
Lance.
Like the snack cracker. Lance and you go very far
back. Yeah, we go way
back. Correct? How do you guys know each other?
We're childhood friends.
Give me a little bit more detail on childhood friends. I need to know like
no,
what that means.
All you're gonna do is bust my balls.
Then that's exactly why I'm continuing.
No,
to
you
ask
shouldn't,
the
have, you shouldn't have told us the story off air because you know that if you tell us the real story off air, that's just ammunition to use on air.
We went to band camp. Just tell everyone the story.
They probably did go to band camp together.
All right. A. Boston sucks. B. We did kind of go to band camp together.
Was there a flute?
Did you touch a flute?
Yeah, I've touched many flutes. But anyway,
so here's what I like to remind the listeners of the show. If this is your first episode, Matt, professional touring comedian and funny guy, has a history as a professional trumpet.
I wouldn't go so far as to call him professional.
He actually paid the school so he could play.
So he does have a history in trumpet, and he was briefly in a ska band, which fascinates me.
Yeah, but that was in college.
Though. So this is how you and Lance know each other. Were you ever in a ska band, Lance? That's really what I want to know.
Matt was more of the guy that they would photograph for, like, magazine shoots of a guy holding a trumpet.
Fuck yourself.
How you could match your trumpet to your belt buckle.
That's good or bad.
You know, I'm back to hating Lance.
Who said Lance should come on the show?
Who invited you down here anyway? Go back to work.
No, he was a really good player back in the day.
So do you still play actively?
I still actively play, yes.
Fantastic. What is your what is your go-to trumpet jam?
Go-to trumpet jam?
Drumpet jam?
You know what? I'm big on weddings. So, you know, playing weddings, trumpet voluntary, or even funerals. Not as always the most joyous thing, but taps. I can nail that.
Taps. All right.
Yeah,
here's what the important trumpet sound is for people in Louisville, Kentucky, is the call to the races.
Oh, call!
Can you do
the
that?
The call to post.
The call to post. Can you
that's
do that?
That's the dun 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 dun.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a trumpet.
I think it might technically be called a bugle. Like, is there a difference?
No. Fuck
yourself, Bob. It's not a trumpet.
As Bob is in, like, bent over in disappointment. a bugle doesn't have any valves.
The agony of defeat.
Okay.
A bugle is just a horn. It's a an oval horn with
Ryan,
no valves.
Ryan, come on.
Hey, I got a question. While we're talking about bugles.
And it's a trumpet that plays call to post. It's just a trumpet with a really long bell.
That's cool. So you can hold a chicken wing at the Renaissance Festival
instead. You got that mic. That was good, Lance. So here's my question. Do you guys remember, because we're all generally in the same age bracket, did you guys ever own Bugle Boy clothing?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah. That was good shit, right?
Bugle Boy, Z Cavarici, IOU. You remember? Oh, did you ever have the, nope. Did you ever have the Hyper Color shirts?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Trumping you. I'm trumping you now.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay.
Make America Great Again.
Hold on. Because there's
shut the fuck up.
There's a level one, and then there's a level two. So stay with
skids?
Me until the end of the ride.
Skids?
Fucking skids.
Yes.
Nope. Tight rolled.
Tight rolled. Roll your jeans.
Yeah. I like how everybody tight rolled it, but Bob's like, fuck, tight rolled.
He like does a mic drop when he says tight rolled.
You should push it back to Tiffany.
You never tight rolled your skids, Lance?
Never.
No, he pinned his pants.
That's what he did.
Did
you ever have kangaroo shoes?
Which are best with the zipper on the side?
They had a pocket.
Yeah! Fuck yeah! I had them in kindergarten. I was funky fresh like a motherfucker.
No, that's because you're MR and you couldn't tie a shoe. They had Velcro.
Velcro and the zipper. You put money in your shoe?
The best part about Murdoch is that he referred to it just as that. Fresh as a motherfucker in kindergarten. He showed up to the sandbox and they were like, Murdoch, where'd you get those cool shoes?
That's his poop.
I don't know, my mom got me. But these are fresh as a motherfucker.
He was a little bit of a latchkey kid. He had a mouth problem, all right? Like, yeah. Cut him a break.
Don't we all have mouth problems?
We do on this show.
Tiffany does.
Matt, come on, man. We said at least 10 minutes in before the sex jokes.
Oh.
There's a difference between a mouth problem and an oral fixation.
Bring it home, Bob. Thanks.
I'm here all week.
Lance and I actually hated each other when we first knew each other.
Oh, tell me a little bit about that.
No, we hated it.
This is like friend therapy here. We're gonna fix this relationship. Let's go.
No,
good
thing though, opposite ends of the table. Just in case
some shit goes. So can we get Lance a mic? Because I want to ask Lance a couple questions. Lance, look at me right now. Look at me. You got to get that closer to your mouth, my man. There you go. I can tell you don't have an oral fixation. It's fine. We won't spread any rumors. Okay, so here's what I want to know, brother. I want to know, was Matt an annoying little shit when he was a kid?
I guarantee it.
No, no way.
An adult, so it's okay.
Lance is laughing and not answering.
To be honest, he was annoying in the aspect of his...
Here we go.
Clothing and demeanor, because I was from inner city kind of school. So, you know, it was Mr. Polo coming
Were
in.
Were you a trumpet thug?
The Navy, yes, Chris, the Navy SEAL coming in with the jam.
You had your own theme song that you played while you walked in.
But a large part of that had to do with our personal instructor that we each went to for our instructions.
Yeah,
who pitted us
against each other. Yeah, they
so
did.
Unknowingly. I don't know this system. So you have like a guidance counselor that tries to start fights.
Now,
it's like Fight Club.
We had the same
it's
instructor.
Like Drumline.
You know what it's more like? Did you ever see Whiplash?
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
Oh, what? So, yeah. Okay. First of all, let's take a quick second since we got two music guys in the room and talk about Whiplash. Is that movie just fucking stupid? Or is it great? I can't decide.
I think it's a bit exaggerated, but it's real.
How do you feel about it, Lance?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. That was fantastic.
I haven't seen it.
That was
sorry.
A great response. You should have made something up. All right. So, but you actually feel like...
I feel... I mean, yeah, it's a bit exaggerated, but that was our life. I mean, like, it used to be... When we were... I was in... keep in mind...
Hold on. Can we just pause and appreciate how hardcore you're about to try to make trumpet playing sound?
No, you have no
fucking
idea.
Can I jump in? I mean, to get into the top schools that we were trying to compete into, at the time back in 97, it was $42,000 a year to go to these schools.
That's when you were in college?
No, in high school. To go to that college, it was $42,000 a year.
To get in and go.
These schools. So the competition was in fucking tense.
I mean, you couldn't afford it unless you got a scholarship.
No, right. Intense. Yeah.
I mean, and the thing with Lance and I was is that you fucker got a free ride into Eastman, this cocksucker.
Lance got a scholarship from this guy named Joe Paterno who engaged him in bowel cleaning contests, and they would have an annual bowel cleaning contest.
That's not funny.
Bowel cleaning contest. Oh my God. Bring it.
Navy's. You know what Navy's.
No, come on.
No, go ahead. You know it.
Go ahead.
You know it.
No, go ahead. We're full of semen, right? Is that what
No, that's the easy one. That's the easy one.
Go ahead.
Never again volunteer yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's
See? The one. You knew that one.
That's good, but, you know, we did, and we kicked ass, so it was good.
You did.
At least I
You know what? Let's get off trumpet, and let's hear about fucking
No, I want to hear about the scholarship for trumpet, because that's really interesting. No, seriously, that is riveting.
So
I mean, Donald Trump just dropped a Moab bomb on Syria.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're talking about the trumpet, but that's good.
Okay, hold on. Give the mic.
It was actually Afghanistan.
Brass instrument? Sorry. I want to get back to brass.
That's right. Let's blow
what
up.
Kind of cleaning cloth did you use
what is
on
the
your
upload of all
trumpet?
Brass instruments?
One trumpet. Side is polished and the other side is just to hold with.
That's great. Let's go to a commercial break.
Do you have to lick that wood thing on a trumpet?
No, that's a...
let's talk about woodwind and brass instruments.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just discovered we have a board now where I can put sound clips that we can just hit a button and play them over and over, and I am just going to guarantee you... Yeah, it's new. I'm just going to guarantee you...
For your voice?
Be quiet.
Okay.
I guarantee you... that I am going to put her saying, do you have to lick the wood thing? On that board. That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. After that comment, can we immediately go to Tiffany versus whatever, whoever's going to go on that? Let's go right now.
Tiffany versus the world. Do you want to do that? Do you think you can do that? Tiffany versus the Navy SEAL?
Here's what I think
yes,
we should
he's
do.
He's prepped to win that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
What do you think about this idea? What if we did a March Madness type style bracket? Between
of who she's won and who she's lost.
No. Between a live version of Tiffany versus a musician and Tiffany versus a Navy SEAL.
Okay, so.
And then the winner
has to
takes
the
on Tiffany
person?
Again.
Yeah.
And then maybe
is
she blows
them.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
You mean to blow them out of the water?
She's going to use C4. It's going to be fine.
That's the fourth bicuspid. I don't know what that means.
It's a tooth.
So.
Whoa!
Mom doesn't say anything all episode, though.
Oh my God, Tiffany!
How long were you a Navy SEAL?
Well, after I got a trumpet college.
Oh, fucking relax!
Fuck you, Chris.
So I was on a street corner in Pittsburgh shining my brass, and someone recruited me. No, just 4.5 years. One tour, and I was done.
No, really?
Yeah. Seriously.
So did you join as an officer, or did you join as an enlisted?
No, I was a working man. I was a enlisted guy, an E-dog.
No shit.
Yes.
And what made you decide to go into SEAL What they call SEAL school or
older
whatever?
Brother dared me after I dropped out of Arizona State. I was in the engineering department.
You went
following
to ASU. but like who Murdoch goes out to ASU and goes, I'm gonna be a Navy SEAL. Just you.
some guy with long hair and an earring.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's impressive.
I'll have you know I went and got my MBA from ASU, so I am okay. A Sun Devil. Woo!
Wow, far out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So is it, I mean, obviously, like I've seen the Discovery fucking shows about it and all that shit. It's intense. Is it? It's got to be more intense doing it live than it is on watching it on TV, right?
I mean, I have to tell you that it was the most fun I've ever concentrated into six.
No, no shit. But I mean, like, if you're watching it on TV, you as a SEAL going, oh yeah, that's fucking, that's pussy shit.
He
I did that
already. Part of the G.I. Jane filming. shave their heads.
I went to Thailand before G.I. Jane filming, and I had breast augmentation. It was wonderful.
Did you see Demi Moore naked? That's all I'm asking.
Yes, yes. There every day on set. It was great.
Except she looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. That's a great question. It was, if you treat it like a job, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you go and do your shit. You get your balls kicked in all day long. And then you go out drinking with your buddies and you go grab a pizza and then you start over again in the morning.
That doesn't sound fun. At least the first part.
Yeah, no.
Well, no, the balls.
He really, like, downplayed the hard part.
Speaking of getting your balls kicked in. For the most part, were
they trumpet college again? Is this trumpet college?
Or were they?
No, we had to iron our balls every
time. There you go, Tim.
We would get in trouble if we didn't have starched balls every morning.
Clean lines, creases.
Navy. We were Navy, buddy.
What was, what was the hardest part about going through the training? Like, what was the hardest day you had?
It was pool comp, so it was the beginning.
I don't know what pool comp means.
Okay, so the second week of phase two, which you don't know.
I know what phase two is. I watched Discovery Channel.
Yeah, buddy, that's what I'm talking about.
He's seen Lone Survivor.
Good, so it's a pool comp, and it's basically like controlled drowning.
Right.
So you're under the water for about 13 minutes.
Jesus Christ! Well, look at Murdoch. Murdoch's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Controlled drowning.
Well, hold on. I don't want to make it sound crazy. You have the old Jacques Cousteau setup. You have twin 80s on your back, and you have a intake valve and an exhale valve. And then you go into the
water.
What
do they call those? Respirator? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. You have a dive respirator
in
your mouth,
go.
Right?
Yeah.
And you've got an in and an out, and it's the old school. And you're underneath the water, and you're crawling on your hands and knees in about 9.5 feet of water. Jesus. And then a BUDS instructor, which is an active Navy SEAL, comes and attacks the fuck out of you and ties your shit in a knot.
Shut the fuck.
And then you have, and then you have to recover while underwater on a breath hold. And it takes about, it takes between, I guess, I don't know, between 10 and 15 minutes.
Hey, Lance, how's the trumpet?
Yeah.
So then I started shining my trumpet.
Yeah. I'd like to hear about napalm.
In the morning?
That's a good question.
After we started drinking gasoline. No. So you're underneath the water and you have to undo the knots. And you get them and you try and breathe again. And you're aspirating all this water and you can't get on your knees because if you do, you fail. So for me, I failed two times. You get three chances. And I was always the water guy in the family. I was a lifeguard. I was a whatever. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. It was the last time that I actually passed. And you just have to transcend your wanting to breathe in order to be there. And then my younger brother.
Roast his ass. Just because he went through this, I don't want you guys to be like, oh, he's amazing. Roast his fucking ass.
Well, yes, I like Cosmos. I like Cosmos, and I knit.
There we go.
I mean, you've gained a little weight since Navy SEALs. We can tell that.
Yeah, I got a dad bod going on here.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, okay, like, what was the coolest thing you ever did, like, on mission? Did you, like, go on a sub? Oh, yeah, no, dude.
He's the one that's attracted to you.
So I was in the Navy band, and after we would put spit valves on the trumpet.
Forget Tiffany putting makeup on trying to blow him. I think Matt might get on his knees in a second.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to make interesting conversation, assholes.
I was in Iraq briefly, one of the neatest things that we did is we took over the oil platforms in the North Arabian Gulf.
Yeah.
The NAG. And the neatest thing that I observed was the Tomahawk missiles going over our head and the Navy gunfire that was softening targets before we actually invaded. So that was pretty
nuts. No shit.
That was, it was pretty nuts. It was
all right. Surreal. Well, go fuck yourself. That was fantastic.
Yeah. You guys got any more of that beer? Where's that Goodwood?
There's a bunch of some down there.
Yeah, that's warm.
You're warm. Tiffany's right.
I think Tiffany's making us all warm.
We need a fridge.
I think
the attention's turning away from her.
Thank God.
It is.
So I think this is the appropriate time to introduce Tiffany versus the Navy SEAL. Are we ready to try this?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, because we have musicians in the room, the category is going to be rock. But not rock music. We're going to talk about rocks. So these are
actual... Oh, my God! Actual I took a geology class when I was in college.
Wait, can I use Siri?
No.
Siri cannot be turned on during the execution of this.
Now, Murdoch, I think you should be like a Buds instructor to Chris and just yell shit at him.
Oh, what's Bud stands for? Come on. Basic underwater...
Budweiser!
But
not as good as Goodwood.
I thought you were talking about weed. Buds instructor.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Just yell profanity. Just barrage of filth.
Okay.
I think he's used to that. That's not going to phase him.
That's good. Yeah, I'm
that's
good.
The least like he's ever went through.
Rub his nipples, Murdoch.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a real cunt, Murdoch. Can we say cunt on the podcast?
Yeah.
Well no I mean, you're the first one.
Twice.
Call him G.I. Jane. That may get to him. You know.
All right. Are you ready for this, Tiffany? Mm-hmm. Do you feel
G.I. Jane?
Yeah.
Okay, Matt. Are you good? Are you ready to do this?
Matt. My name
Chris.
Is
Chris. Chris. I don't know. You look like a fuck to me.
I am equally ready.
Okay, cool. It's fine. Listen, I'm a terrible host. We've already established that.
No, you're doing
that.
Great. This is amazing. It's like you've done this a million times.
Listen, Matt. Are you ready for this?
Brian used to do
it. Oh, wait. Your name's Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I got Matt from.
The fuck?
I don't know. I call you Mulchin.
I know. That's true.
Okay, here we go. So the category, Jerry, is rocks.
Yes.
And the way this is going to work is we're going to ask 5 questions. And whoever gets the most of these right out of 5,
3 out of 5.
I'll stop. 3 out of 5.
I'm listening. That's 3 out of 5. I heard every word.
She did.
Like Jerry.
Fucking child. All right.
Tiffany, igneous. So that's all you need to say. It's just igneous, metamorphic, sedimentary.
Okay.
Boom.
He's already got a head up because he knows some names.
You learned that in Arizona State?
Yeah. Hey, they got a great geology department.
Arizona has a lot more rocks than Kentucky. Here's the
click, baby. Fucking guy.
So here's how we're going to do it, though, because the holding your hand up thing doesn't seem to work very well.
No.
So what we're going to do instead is you're each going to, I'm going to ask a question, you're each going to offer an answer. And then I will tell you which one is correct.
Okay.
Or if either of them are correct, okay?
Okay.
So the
what's
Latin
a safe word, though? Can we get a safe word?
Safe word is Oklahoma.
Murdoch.
Oklahoma.
You got 3 there.
The word basalt comes from a Latin word meaning what? The word basalt. Tiffany, you're up first.
Basalt? I feel like it might have something to do with the chemical, but I don't even know.
Basalt.
Basalt?
It's a Latin word meaning what?
Just salt?
Basalt.
Just regular salt.
Super baby cut face.
No, it's
super baby cut face.
Fuck your mother. What?
All right. She's leveraging that basalt comes from a Latin word meaning salt. So, Chris, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So, basalt, Latin word meaning what?
I'm going to say white.
White.
I'm confused, I think, by the category.
You're confused by
just nothing.
Tiffany, an unladen African swallow. I'm sorry.
Swallows come.
Okay. So
European swallow.
Nope.
Is it? Right.
So
what
the
is
answer
it?
Was deep purple. Deep purple.
Yeah. Next. So you're both very incorrect.
What is it?
Very hard rock. That's what basalt means. Very hard rock in Latin.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That is horrible.
So this is 0-0?
Yeah, it's 0-0 so far. Are you ready for the
cyclic
Murdoch? M60.
Come on. Oklahoma.
That's my safe word.
When flint is struck against steel or two flintstones are struck together, what might they produce?
Fire.
Michigan.
That's technically not
uncleaned
correct.
Uncleaned water.
That is technically not correct.
Who yelled? Hi. Who yelled? Michigan.
Me. Yeah, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Spark. I'm gonna say spark.
Okay. on the technicality, we're consulting with the referees, and this point has got to go.
But you
to
know
Mr.
what
Chris.
I'm not. You didn't consult anybody but
Chris,
yourself.
Chris
you
is correct.
Have oxygen going on in there. You don't have. You know,
it is not fire. It is just a spark. Boom. Chris is absolutely correct.
Tiffany, your contempt is real.
It's like, Tiffany, do you not love America?
No bullshit.
I'm an Navy SEAL. What's your problem?
You know what? I just realized when we had the Green Beret on, Tiffany got a little contempt towards the Green Beret.
Who was that?
She Alec.
Yeah, but he punched me in the face with a microphone.
Oh, see, that's not
that. Yeah, that's that true. Actually,
Tiffany, did you support Hillary Clinton?
Fuck no.
Well, that's funny because I did. Woo!
All right. Are we ready?
Are we lost that
battle. Not going politics. No.
All right, fine.
Okay, so the next question is the
what?
score is
email.
1-0.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The next
Chris was
question.
The one that put the bullet through Obama's head.
No,
just so you guys all know.
Whoa! No.
Was a joke.
We can cut that out.
Wait,
that wasn't funny.
This rock is sometimes used.
Yeah, it was all fake. Yeah.
This rock is sometimes used for traction, snow traction on tires. This rock sometimes used for snow traction on tires.
I know this.
Cinder.
Cinder is your answer. What is your answer?
I mean, I don't know. I really have no idea.
The correct answer is. Matt, do you think you have the correct answer? What do you think it is?
Put chains on tires for snow. That's
yes,
not
they do,
that's
but
so
in the tread of the tires. In the tread of the tires,
that's
Tiffany.
That's not
what rock
that's
is sometimes
metal.
Used as
diamonds.
Part of that. No.
D-grade diamonds.
The correct
limestone.
Colorless
not
diamonds.
Not limestone. Limestone's too soft.
Ladies
from
Belgium.
Belgium. Speaking of limestone, let's shout out to our possibly sponsor Goodwood Beer for brewing all of their beer on limestone water and aged on different kinds of
oil. Limestone water? Interesting. Oh, okay,
good.
Can we?
Brought the category of the game into the sponsor. Everybody's not paying attention, but Bob, straight in the pocket.
You want some of this?
Yes, please.
Okay. The correct answer is pumice. Pumice is sometimes used
that makes sense.
For traction in,
type of cinder.
In tires.
I'm sure about the bottom of that shit on your foot.
All right.
Bob, you're not playing this game. You should be quiet.
So what is it, 1-1?
It's 1-0. 1-0, you're still up. So we got 5 questions total.
Can I kill Tiffany right now?
You can not
am I
yet.
Allowed to kill her?
You have to finish.
Oh. Not like that.
Can I offer these tickets and
I'd
Tiffany's
give you a heart attack. I wouldn't want
to
do that.
Lower Chris's score.
All right.
Okay, so still 1-0.
Okay, so the answer to the last question was pumice.
I got it.
Okay?
I got it. Yeah.
Now, this next question is also about pumice. How long?
Vagina.
How long can pumice float for? How long can pumice float for?
Can you give us a range?
Until it's completely absorbed.
Yeah, I'll give you some choices.
Yeah.
2 days, a week, a year, or a decade?
A decade.
A decade is her answer. What do you think, sir?
Damn it. let's go with the second longest.
Which was
I think she's right. I think Tiffany.
What are you on?
Right.
A Price is Right.
$1. $1.
Well, you can both. You can choose the same answer. You both
a decade minus a day.
No, you got to choose one of the actual answers.
You are you going to go with
the
decade?
Same
answer.
I can choose the same answer.
You can go decade or a year or a week or 2 days.
The multiple choice ones are way easier.
What do you think?
What was the second one? Say them again, please.
It was 2 days.
Yes.
A week.
Yeah.
A year.
Your
or
mom.
10 years.
1 year.
Chris is going with 1 year. Oh, no, actually, wrong button. You're correct. It was 1 year.
That's what I'm talking about!
Pumice can float for up to 1 year.
You know what? When I was in Vietnam, I had to float on a pumice raft. And it was a year and a day, and we all almost died. So that's how I know.
True story. Good thing we did that controlled drowning on that 366th day.
You should have seen my grandfather's watch that I pulled out of my ass. That I
pumice sounds like if Grimace from McDonald's ever came, that would be what came out of his
mouth. Oh,
what about this pumice?
God.
Where do you want the pumice?
Where do you want it?
God, pumice on your face.
So
Murdoch
Chirac has a lifetime supply of lava soap in his house. That's what he uses to whack up in the shower.
Lava soap. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. This version of Tiffany versus was actually won by Murdoch. Congratulations, Murdoch.
You won 2 tickets to the Journey cover band.
The Journey cover band?
The Archer.
End the show on a giveaway. We haven't done a giveaway on this show before. If you want to win
first one.
Something sweet, you just have to email the show
and ask for
Murdoch. It's not me.
Email with the subject line pumice.
Pumice on Murdoch.
Send us an email to, and I'm serious, send us an email to soapboxheroesshow@gmail.com. Subject line pumice. And we will draw someone to win 2 tickets to see Pandora's Box, which is a tribute to Aerosmith, happening at the Mercury Ballroom on Saturday, June 24th. If you want these tickets, you can do that right now. Just send us an email, soapboxheroshow@gmail.com. Subject line, pumice. Now, I would like a little background on the sponsor of these tickets, which is our friend Lance. Is there a trumpet in Pandora's Box? Do you play trumpet in Pandora's Box? How do you have these tickets?
Murdoch's in Pandora's Box.
These tickets are coming out of the Palace Theater. Make America Great Again, by the way. From a homeless man who was pawning off tickets as they were actual Journey. And he said, here, take them. So we kept 28 of them and gave 2 to you guys.
Enjoy.
How long did you have to give him a hand job for those tickets? Was that part of it?
Just
no?
Until he came. That's how long it usually takes.
Just until he about came. Yeah, that's the correct thing.
Just until he promised.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for the show today. Murdoch, the MVP of the show today, but it's great to be have Chris
around.
/ Matt Q. Also, Lance, thanks for doing the show today.
Great
Navy
time.
SEAL.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
The trumpet talk and the Navy SEAL talk got me hot.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
I'll be in Pittsburgh next week if anybody wants to go see me. I'll be at the Improv.
What week is that?
The
never mind. The week before this is going to air.
3 weeks from now, it's episode.
Still go. Bow for me.
Tiffany, thanks for talking while I was talking the entire episode and making it hard to listen to. anybody else got anything before we get out of here? Are we good?
I just broke the mic.
Okay, and on that note, we got to end the show.
Bye.